Hey, this is Duff Thompson, and you're listening to WMUC.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. The Blackwater Wildlife Refuge is disappearing. Located on the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay, the refuge lost 5,800 acres of marshland in 4 decades. Under normal conditions, the marshes could adapt to slowly rising sea levels, but the Blackwater ecosystem has been under stress from multiple sources. Geese and muskrat populations, which feed on marsh plants, have remained constant. But nutria populations, a fur-bearing rodent from South America...
You're listening to WMUC-FM, College Park, College Radio's Good Radio. This is DJ Ardios inside the studio right now, bringing you the remix by DJ Ardios, Season 5, Episode 11, after a quick PSA from our sponsors. Check it out.
Ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
All right, in today's show, I'm going to do a little bit of a different format. I just found out last week that the legendary Afrika Bambaataa passed, and it's very interesting because I'm currently in the process of doing an independent research study that looks at the influence of media practitioners and the impact it had on the Black community. And to hear about Mr. Bambaataa's passing, it was really timely because I was reading about George Lipsitz's article on called Dangerous Crossroads. And he had mentioned this song, Planet Rock, being invented as a way for the youth to be able to enjoy hip-hop that was often laced, I keep talking about in my show, with different messages that are just controversial, demeaning, and just culturally damaging at a certain level. So I want to go ahead and start the show off. Instead of the beat match bash, we're going to go through and recognize Mr. Bambaataa's contribution to this thing we call music and this positive, upbeat energy he brought to audiences across the globe, across the country, and most importantly, toward the youth. So here we go with Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force on WMUC-FM College Park with College Radio's Good Radio. Check it out.
Party people, then you'll get funky. So Sonic Force, can yo get funky? The Zulu Nation, can yo get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. Bam, bam, just getting so funky, now hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams about the seats. Make your body swing. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul.
Or pay, I want it free.
Be what you be.
house. Everybody say rockin', don't stop it.
Africa Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force with Planet Rock here on WMUC FM College Park. College Radio is good radio. Got a little overcast right now in the clouds outside and a little weather reporting here at station. Coming up next, I want to go ahead and in the section of tributes in this April, in addition to tributing the passing of Africa Bambaataa, I also want to tribute the birth of a lot of artists in this month of April. And it's really got kicked off when I saw the posting by one of my favorite artists, if not my favorite all-time rapper, someone who just commits purpose to their lyrics, if that makes sense. I mean, I know we talk about these legends in the game, but he's even talked about it himself, how these so-called legends ain't no real legends at some level, quote-unquote, because just the music, the lyrical input being infused in their music is, I'm going to be blunt, not uplifting. It is very starkly negative. And it comes off as a behavioral pattern that we mimic. And it sounds harsh, but being blunt, the way he put it once was, if you take the beat away and you say these things, would you say these things consciously? Just because it sounds good in a beat. And I remember talking with my colleague one time about a lyric, and I think it was J. Cole's No Role Models, were low the choppa. That term is just a connotation with a negative outcome that unfortunately has befallen so many of particularly African American groups, especially around my age. So even more so, I feel that this artist just does his best with the purpose he's been given. And from personal experience himself, he said he's watched how the negative lyrics have turned out. So it's motivated me even more to drop a positive input into this rap music industry in a similar nature and mode as Afrika Mbata did, if nothing else, to uplift our culture from these terrible behavioral patterns being advocated in these songs out here. So he's known for some big hits like J50 and Wheezy. He's known for some more recent hits like Gangster, Growing and Nurturing Gifts, Serving the Almighty. This person's name is David Augustine, and his name, performance name, is D1. So we're going to go ahead and play a track by him, a couple of tracks, actually, since we can go ahead and do that within the FCC bylaws real quick. We're going to go ahead and play some good few tracks from some of my favorites in his discography. First one up being his collaboration recently with BG called My Enemies, here on WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Check it out.
Deliver me from my enemies. Deliver me, every one of them. Deliver me.
Just know that I know. We ain't gonna walk around and act like it's not real, you heard me? I feel the vibes, and we gotta address that.
I got more enemies than ever now that I've been popping. They want me out of here, but you know failure ain't an option. See, it's three kinds of enemies and I got all three. I'ma break it down and paint the picture so that you can see. The first kind, man, they be hating on me from a distance. I know it irritate they demons when they see me winning. They don't even know me, but they waiting on the day I fail. But tell them devil's guard got me so they won't prevail. The second kind of enemy, I call them frenemies. They a little more dangerous cause of friends what they pretend to be. I love them cause we from the same hood, same soil. They know my heart, but that still ain't enough to make them loyal. The third kind of enemy, I know him way dearer. I see him all the time, soon as I look in the mirror. I be at war with myself and it's on a daily basis. But I fight these battles as they come cause ain't no trading places.
Yeah. My enemies. Man, I ask God to protect me from my friends, please. Cause I can handle my enemies.
I got them.
And that's a fact.
Big facts.
Look. Been having enemies since a young dude. Young. Mad I was in that bubble eye coming through. Last 15 putting on for the whole city. Haters was plotting, but I was riding around with a whole 50. It be crazy, everybody wanna help you spin it. Everybody. But don't wanna bring nothing to the table just to help you get it. Dang. I just did 10 plus in that penitentiary. Well. Old friends ain't buy me a two-piece and a biscuit. What? Now they shoot showing about me cause I'm back winning. Okay. And all that fake I miss you talk, I ain't trying to hear. Once y'all show me who y'all was, man, that's what it is. I hope y'all find a home, but it won't be over here. I ain't doing fake friends or relationships. I'd rather be by myself with it on my hip. I'd rather be by myself running these bands up. And if you're real and you feel me, put your hands up.
You can look through these eyes and see what I can see. What I can see.
I'm trying to purify my eyes cause I seen too many lies and I seen too many thighs attached to booty supersized. Prison and poverty made me see too many cries and Lord knows I done seen too many rappers die. Seen too many fiends get high. The stuff I seen it made me wise, but that wisdom is nothing if it remains unapplied. I seen my business partner steal so much money from me then run and hide, but I seen God's word and he said he ain't about to let that slide. I don't care about seeing a BBL when they got people in this world trying to see me fail. Can Can I be honest? I seen myself at my worst. I done broke women's hearts and broke promises, telling God I'ma keep him first. I can't unsee what I've seen, but I'm hoping I can unbe the worst of what I've been or what I feel myself being. I'm trying to discipline my eyes. That's the goal for me, to have discernment, to not want
for everything. I see a reflection.
And the things I seen on the screen to make me cause a scene, cause it's so obscene. We call women queens, but we celebrate the prostitution of their bodies. I seen people thanking God, but none of their music was godly. I know we grown, but it was song after song. Deep down we all know it's wrong, but I seen myself staring too long. And I'm feeding myself the poison, and the poison feeding me back. Cause you know the devil only gon' tempt you where you weak at. To purify my eyes, I keep them closed and think back to the days mama ain't buy us expensive clothes. We had to enjoy each other's company with no distractions, no cell phones or designer fashion, just love and laughing. When you see me, you see my passion, you see my mission, you see my flaws too, but hopefully you see my vision. Seen a lot of paths I could have took in life, but intuition kept my eyes pure enough to make the right decision.
I see a reflection.
That last one was D1 and Raheem Devon's Purify My Eyes. Preceding that, D1 and BG's My Enemies. Going into this next track, I want to dedicate to D1. I want to give a little discretion. There's a certain section in a verse he performs talking on matters related to school gun violence, and I want to give all my listeners a heads up beforehand. He is talking about this song, it's called Attention, and he's trying to frame it in a sense that don't do these things to seek attention. Whatever triggers you, whatever it may be, trying to get into you, don't let it get to the point where it lets you go out and seek attention in an immoral or negatively connotated way. And in this aspect, he's talking about gun violence with regards to a student struggling with the notion of mental health and getting through the process of being disrespected by peers and teachers and just consistently being put in a place where it doesn't work when they speak to him a certain way. So he's framing it in that way in this verse, and I want to give a heads up before I play that track.
If you're real, you gon' feel me. I know some folk who break their neck and not for a check. I know some folk who break their neck and not for respect. I know some folk who break their neck and not for their pride. They break their neck for attention.
Love.
One thing about attention, it's a delicate thing. So be mindful of the problems that attention can bring. It'll tear between crews like a surgical knife.
Man, what's so special about dude? Why he in the limelight?
Females begin to fight, that's why they rarely be hanging. Too many dudes hollering at one, the others be hating. Now they all talking about each other behind each other's back.
That's why I don't like that, but she thinks she all that.
Oh yeah, and it'll make you a target if you ain't cautious.
That new whip just made you a target soon as you bought it. Them big shiny rims, yeah, they gon' cause some problems.
Oh, homie, it came up now.
I know you hear him plotting. Scottie Pippen was the ultimate teammate, so I applaud him. Cause he knew he was a star, but he knew he wasn't Jordan. And I know some nights he felt overshadowed at the top. He dropped 36, but
MJ just hit the winning shot.
He was steady in your ear saying that you should leave. But he played his role for the greater good of the team. Everybody eating, that's how it's supposed to go. But once you start measuring your plate next to his, then it's over, folks.
I know some folk who break their neck and not for a check. I know some folk who break their neck and not for respect. I know some folk who break their neck and not for their pride. They break their neck for attention, they gon' end up paralyzed. I know some folk who break their neck and not for a check. I know some folk who break their neck and not for respect. I know some folk who break their neck and not for their pride. They break their neck for attention, they gon' end up paralyzed.
When I bring this gun to school, I bet you that gets some attention. The teacher won't forget my name then, no sir. And all the kids who made fun of me and call themselves punching me, I bet they all run from me, yep, I'm so sure.
When I let them break my virgin, bet you that gets some attention. He'll love me like he never ever loved me before. I just slide down these pants and get into his trance and let him get inside and he'll never let me go.
When I join this gang, I bet you that gets some attention. They'll send me in the streets and they respect my mind. Cause my kind, we the baddest. Everybody know what's happening. If you reppin' the wrong colors, don't cross that line.
Now I'm locked up for murder, doing life and I'm stressed.
Now I'm pregnant with a son, him my dude already left.
Somebody killed me for my shoes, now I'm fresh to death.
But I got the attention that I wanted nevertheless. I know some folk who break their neck and not for a check. I know some folk who break their neck and not for respect. I know some folk who break their neck and not for their pride. They break their neck for attention, they gon' end up paralyzed. I know some folk who break their neck and not for a check. I know some folk who break their neck and not for respect. I know some folk who break their neck and not for their pride. They break their neck for attention, they gon' end up paralyzed.
We seeking something but gaining nothing, cause all too often broken hearts they lead to broken souls. Yeah, and I suppose it looks good in the beginning. Seems like you're living until the spending starts to ending. And all your kindred, they just get lost off in the winding. Picture fulfilling, ooh, in the bottom of the belly. If only we could listen to the secrets mamas tell us. We thinking hell is really heaven, and heaven just a question to be answered, not a blessing to be saved. Lord, save us from the wrath of a world gone cold. So much is moving but real love is on hold. So I propose that we go back to the beginning, before the ceiling started caving in and we was spinning out of control. When we were so young, so beautiful, so bold, so curious, so close to God. Before we got robbed of our innocence, gave into the ignorance, seeking attention from a system that could care less if we was dead or alive. Suffer to survive, my Lord, what you do to get by? Look, destroying our dreams where friends turn to fiends, and jealousy and greed make to do things, Lord. Just take us back up to the source, the one force. Forever loving, forever living, forever giving more. Forever open doors, for every reminder that you can fly, you can soar. Just remember who you are.
Feel good.
Don't you know, use the spark.
Once again, that was D1's Attention with Sonny Patterson. One last add-on to the PSA before I play the song was the idea of bringing up these different matters in life are the commonly associated stereotypes with African-American audiences. And his reason for bringing that up, I feel, from listening to the track, if I got this right, was to bring up that these decisions, even if they come from a place of hurt, they do yield consequences. And it's one of the things I think that gives D1 an advantage over these, again, so-called legends, quote-unquote, because he actually tries to encourage the listener in a similar vein as earlier artists like Public Enemy, like Grandmaster Flash, in a sense that look at the consequences, even if you are feeling a sense of the consequences of someone else's bad decision. Don't let that change who you are. And so that couldn't be more true than D1 as an artist bringing that up, because I feel that's a relevant song. I don't play it often due to that sensitivity around school violence, school shootings, but nonetheless, I do feel it's a relevant message. And speaking of relevant messaging, I'm going to go ahead and give some love out to Lecrae doing the NPR Tiny Desk. First Christian rapper to do that, by the way. So I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of tracks by him in these next few minutes that really just, again, if you listen to Lecrae, I really appreciate it as a young man doing what you did and showing the world you don't need to taint into the ways of the hip-hop industry in the sense that it's been normalized as setup. You took your route, you took your chance, and you made it so that we can all see God's glory through you. And so I thank you for that personally as a DJ, as an inspiring creative. And again, pray for all the best in your journey, brother. Coming up next, a tribute to Lecrae here on WMEC-FM College Park. Check it out.
Even think like you, the only one I could look to. You're teaching me to be just like you. Well, I just gotta be like I just gotta be like you.
Dear Uncle Chris, Uncle Keith, Uncle Ricky, before the Lord get me, I gotta say something quickly. I grew up iffy since my daddy wasn't with me, shoot. I wasn't picky, I'll take any male figure. You stepped in at the right time. It's cause of you that I write rhymes. You probably never knew that. I love the way you used to come through. Teach me to do the things that men do. And true, you showed me stuff I probably shouldn't have seen. But you had barely made it out your teens. Took me under your wings. I wanted hats, I wanted clothes just like you. Lean to the side when I roll just like you. And care if people didn't like you. You wanna bang, I wanna bang too. Skyline, Piru. You would've died, I would've died too. You went to prison, got sick, lost your pops, yeah, I cried too. You never know who's right behind you. I got a little son now, and he do whatever I do. But it's something deep inside you that tell you it's gotta be more than doing what other guys do. They had nobody there to guide you, but I followed your footsteps, and this shouldn't surprise you. You realize you, you realize you, you. Yeah, I just wanna be like you.
I just wanna be like you. You walk like, talk like, even think.
Now all I see is money, cars, jewels, stars. Womanizers, tough guys, guns, knives, and scars. Drug pushers, thug strippers, fast girls, fast life. Everything I wanted and everything I could ask, life. If this ain't living, then they lied. Well, guess I married an old wives' tale. Wow, fail. I don't know another way to go. This is the only way they ever showed. I got this emptiness inside that got me fighting for approval. Cause I missed out on my daddy saying way to go. Ain't get that verbal affirmation. I know how to treat a woman. Know how to fix an engine to keep the car running. So now I'm looking at the media and I'm following what they feed me. Rap stars, trap stars, whoever wants to lead me. Even though they lie, they still tell me that they love me. They say I'm good at bad things, at least they proud of me.
Be like you. You walk like, talk like, even think like you. The only one I could look to. You're teaching me to be just like you. Well, I just gotta be like, I just gotta be like you.
I was created by God, but I ain't wanna be like him. I wanna be him. The Jack Sparrow of my Caribbean. I remember the first created being and how he shifted the blame on his dame for fruit he shouldn't have eaten. And now look at us all out of Eden, wearing designer fig leaves by Louis Vuitton, make believe it. But God sees through my foolish pride and how I'm weak like Adam, another victim of Lucifer's lies. But then in steps Jesus. All men were created to lead, but we needed somebody to lead us, more than a teacher, but somebody to buy us back from the darkness. You can say he redeemed us, taught us that real leaders follow God, finish the work cause we on our job, taught us not to rhyme, but give life, love a wife like he loved the church, without seeing how many hearts we can break first.
I wanna be like you in every way. So if I gotta die every day, unworthy sacrifice. But the least I can do is give the most of me. Cause being just like you is what I'm supposed to be. They say you came for the lame, I'm the lamest. I made a mess, but you say you'll erase it, I'll take it. They say you came for the lame, I'm the lamest. I broke my life, but you say you'll replace it, I'll take it.
Pray, Just Like You from his 2010 Rehab album. The theme of that song, very interesting. He's talking about being like Jesus or trying to be like him. And I was reading Lecrae's book last year, Unashamed, if I'm not mistaken, was the title. And when I finished it, I was just taken aback by his own life's journey. I mean, the man literally is the case example of literally turning it around, not just in the sense that it's glorified by these other rappers, in the sense that you made a financial turnaround. This man made a moral turnaround. He made a life turnaround, a whole 180. He was literally trying to figure out, do I go with the gang? Do I go and, you know, be in this fast life, as he mentioned in this song? And what he ultimately found was that at every turn, he was just bounced back into a life of purpose. If I remember the chapter correctly, I'm trying to make sure I'm careful in referencing that, because I thought it was a powerful revelation that he said he experienced. And it was interesting, as I listened to his earlier albums before reading his book and then reading them after, seeing the notes and how he said he saw the changes occur in his music, it was eye-opening. And again, I'm sitting here in sentimentalism because I'm just like, this guy turned it around and made a necessary change. Him, D1, Trip Lee, Andy Mineo, latter two I might come back to, by the way, in the show. But it's just interesting to me. Again, also in that vein, Bizzle, Dayton as well. And it's just interesting to me just hearing how I'm thanking God that he just, you know, saw this hip-hop thing is taking a bad turn, especially with that 2010s opening of digital media and clout chasing and just incessant nonstop party vibes. And it can't always be that. That's part of our culture, but that's not all that our culture can be. And so I find it interesting that in spite of all these elements, Lecrae was able to tie, or an observation of all these elements, Lecrae tied them together in a way that was framed as, these all showed me I can be pointed back to strive to be like you. And in an interesting sense of duality, this next track, which features the amazing Tori Kelly on vocals, on the chorus and the bridge, is kind of that sense that I'm going to try to give an analogy that might make sense. Like, he preached out to God saying, God gave me a chance, please give me another chance. God gave him a chance. More than that, God gave him a home, gave him a chance to show his talent in a positive light. And so now this newer track, which comes from his 2017 All Things Work Together release, it frames it in a sense that God has kind of sent him back out to be like, you know, I'm still battling these things because of how I, you know, have these backgrounds that in these environments can definitely try to pull me back towards that way. But in spite of that, I'm still trying my best to pull forward. And I encourage my listeners from his point of view, if I'm reading the lyrics right. And again, I will preface with, all these are just my interpretations. There are a multitude, a myriad of observations that any listener can make on his tracks, as with all music. So these are just my reflections on Lecrae's work in particular, and just trying to understand more of the purpose behind the message, which, again, at blunt basis, in my reflection of music right now, is something that is sorely lacking. So thanks again to Lecrae for actually putting intention, purposeful intention, with the music he releases. So I'm going to go ahead and play this one, I'll Find You by Tori Kelly and Lecrae, here on All Things, here on WMEC FM from the All Things Work Together album. Check it out.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you.
I'm hanging on by a thread, and all I'm clinging to is prayers. And every breath is like a battle. I feel like I ain't come prepared. And death's knocking on the front door. Pain's creeping through the back. Fears crawling through the windows.
waiting for him to attack. They say don't get bitter, get better. I'm working on switching them letters. But tell God I'ma need a whole lot of hope keeping it together. I'm smiling in everyone's face. I'm crying whenever they leave the room. They don't know the battle I face. They don't understand what I'm going through.
The world trying to play with my soul. I'm just trying to find where to go. I'm trying to remember the way. I'm trying to get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on.
They say fear haunts you, and pain hates. I say pain strengthens, and fear drives faith. And I don't know all of the outcomes, don't know what happens tomorrow. But when that ocean of doubt comes, don't let me drown in my sorrow. And don't let me stay at the bottom. I feel like this hole is too deep to climb. I've been looking for a way out, but I settle for a peace of mind. Picking up the pieces of my life and hoping that I put together something right. Tell me all I got is all I need. Tell me you gon' help me stay and fight.
The world tryna play with my soul. I'm just tryna find where to go. I'm tryna remember the way. I'm tryna get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
No, don't let the fear make you feel like you can't fight this on your own. You know I'll be there for you no matter where you go. You'll never be alone. No. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you.
Tori Kelly Lecrae, I'll Find You from the All Things Work Together album. Like, I keep, because I said All Things Work Together, that's just the message on my mind. So if I say all instead of I'll, sorry, if I say all instead of I'll, even said it sounds like I'll. But if I say that, it's just because I'm thinking about that name and just thinking about that biblical theme that all things work together, you know, for the good and most, for the most part, for the good. So, and speaking of all things working together and communicating those messages in a prophetic kind of biblical context, I'm going to play this last track in this little Lecrae tribute, and it's the closing track from his 2015 release Anomaly. There are some bangers on Anomaly. There's Say I Won't with Andy Mineo, there's All I Need Is You by Lecrae himself, but I feel this one is the most relevant to his work. I mean, my goal in this show is to also not just play songs that I think are popular, songs that I feel by artists, I feel are really cool of artists, but songs I also feel are in line with their purpose. And if anything, again, from my perspective, I want to preface that, I think these songs that I pick reveal their true colors in a certain sense, because the thing isn't what you do in one instant, it's a habit. And when you see the habits of D1 and Lecrae and just their consistent messaging, it ain't because they're just trying to clout chase, as many people got on D1 about in his latest post about shutting down Magic City Night at Atlanta Hawks game. It's not about clout chasing. He's only repeating a message because the issue still ain't fixed. It's simple as that. It's simple logic. It's not hard. And it's not difficult. He's not clout chasing. He puts out the names of J50 and Weezy, Lil Wayne, because, respectfully, at the turn of the decade, what were the biggest artists in terms of the wealth generation aspect of hip-hop? You got to look at that perspective. And too many times, I say this bluntly, we have too many people with screens and not enough people with brains. So these music kind of reaches back to that audience that's like, look, we good with these artists. And if that's what it gets to at that point, then it's not a space of division, it's just a space of who gets it versus who doesn't want to get it. You can't set a bird free from a cage that is comfortable being in that cage. So at some level, I do appreciate that Lecrae and D1 are like, look, for those that aren't afraid, you know, to venture out that cage and explore a possibility of better and cultural progression, this music could really resonate. And in that vein, becoming themselves messengers, which ironically is the title of this closing track from Anomaly, featuring popular contemporary Christian group For King and Country. So I'm going to go ahead and play Messengers from the Anomaly album by Lecrae, featuring For King and Country on WMUC-FM College Park. Check it out.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers. Can you hear it?
Yeah, yeah, we've been given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living to give them our all. Rise up from your past, it's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out. Can't wait around, cause seen plenty of hatred, death, and destruction where ignorance kills many. The blind leading the blind, we turning the blind eye. That alone is a crime, we got the power of life. I know that we make mistakes, don't let them keep you away. Mercy, love, and His grace, the reason we move ahead. Speak out, though we never been qualified to do it. I ain't earned it, I was loved into it, I'm brand new, yeah. And I know it's all right, 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 you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out. Can't wait around, cause
Pray and For King and Country, Messengers, the closing track from the Anomaly album. Again, hope it's not racist, but when I hear For King and Country, I'm just automatically inclined to go into a very, very English accent, because I feel that's very, very, very associative with the stereotypes, I will say, around titles such as For King and Country. But I will bring it back now to a more normalized vocal octave range. Going into the next tribute I want to do today, I'm trying to bounce between whether I should do tribute to artists whose birthday is in April, but I was looking back through the list, and I was like, most of us are rappers. They don't often convey the best messaging. I'm like, this kind of contradictory to what I've been talking about all day, and it would be the same as me playing Please Me by Cardi B and Bruno Mars on the station, and I don't think that would be the real, you know, crux of what I'm trying to convey here. However, I will take one artist who also has an April birthday coming up, and this artist is a man named Andy Mineo. I mentioned earlier I would get back to playing some tracks by him. He recently departed from the Reach Record label, if I'm not mistaken, to go on his own independent music venture. So I'm curious to see and just see his new releases, see that journey, and just watch just, you know, his experiences, because I know he's been sharing them infrequently on his Instagram, and as he makes new music, just curious to see what he shares and like his insights that he would give to new artists, because he's been doing a lot of work on the conscious side. He's another artist I heavily resonate with, because he is another student who didn't always have the best tonal teachers, as I would like to put it. And I think I've shared a couple of times just basketball settings, music at Montgomery, over in Montgomery County, one of the classes I had taken, just didn't have some of the best teachers. Good wisdom, though, because it teaches you what not to tolerate. So Andy Mineo comes off with that kind of chip on his shoulder with, you know, knowing that's out there. Here's what I'm going to do with my vocal. So I'm going to go ahead and play one of his tracks that I think would sum up very much who he is as a Christian artist, as a Christian-oriented, purpose-filled message creator and content creator. This man is Andy Mineo again, and his track is from Heroes for Sale, and ironically it's called Cocky, here on WMUC, sorry, Cocky with an E on the end. From here on WMUC FM College Park, College Radio is good radio. Check it out.
It is written.
Such a competitive sport. Uh-huh. My glasses still on, it's the incredible dog. Uh-huh. They wanna try me like the federal car, but I'm unashamed of the gospel, I never retort. That statement, other rappers are wax offs. DJ treat them like Mr. Miyagi and turn they wax off. Reaching God's standards, we all fall short. Like trying to shoot a medicine ball from half court. This and God, well, you better abort. It don't go well for you, that's hell for ya. I'm telling you all, I don't wanna see you perish, but you wanna ball so hard like them ninjas in Paris. Kawasaki, they wanna put me in a box like Rocky, cause I talk about God, but not me, Bobby. Let me keep it honest like I had too much sake. Some people say I'm cocky, I just know that God got me.
Some say I'm cocky, I just know that God got me. Some say I'm cocky, I just know that God got me. Some say I'm cocky, I just know that God got me.
Word, chop it up properly. Watch me put it down raw like hibachi. Uptown, New York City, where you can spot me. Somebody tell me I'm the only thing that can stop me. Never will I grow beyond a servant. Snake skin on a strap back, but I'm free from the serpent. Everybody worship, even if you're not church. And what you're living for is God, power, pleasure, or your job. Some living for the clothes, call it true religion. Y'all ain't trying to hear me like the demos I be getting. I think they get the memo, the Christians in the building. And they've been getting higher than the Keisha that you're twisting. Y'all know how they get it, encounters with the most high. You don't need to blow lie, come and get to know Jack. I'll introduce you to supplier, cause he don't want your deeds, boy, he wants your desires. It's hard to spit fire when you hardly get inspired by the genre you inside of. Everybody wanna try to be something they not. Well, guess what, do you? I'm still covered in that blood like so cool.
Some saying cocky, I just know that God got me. Some saying cocky, I just know that God got me. Some saying cocky, I just know that God got me.
I just know that God got me. Uptown, Wash Heights, what up?
Yeah. Some saying cocky, I just know that God got me. Some saying cocky, I just know that God got me. Some saying cocky, I just know that God got me. I just know that God got me. I just know that God got me.
Andy Mineo, Cocky, from his Heroes for Sale 2013 album release. If I'm not mistaken, that was his first official major label debut that wasn't an LP, or an EP, or a mixtape. If I remember correctly, it was a full-on studio album released on, again, Reach Records. Again, bless that record label, because that just gave a voice to so many artists that reach in so many diverse areas. And in that notion of diversity, the cool thing I like about Andy Mineo's artistry is that he was not only a rapper who could just go bar for bar with the best of them, in my opinion, he also was an astounding singer. Like, this guy had some of the greatest hooks on Lecrae's background. And the other song that comes to mind is Tadashi's Reverse from the, I think if I'm not mistaken, the closing track or one of the last closing tracks to the Blacklight album. And so I'm going to go ahead and play that one here because as I was listening to Andy Mini, I was like, oh, snap. I almost forgot this dude has killer range. Like, it's just so dynamic. He reminds me, forget the artist. I'm going to just say it reminds me of if Eminem met Pharrell in terms of the uniqueness in that talent. Like, Eminem is, quote-unquote, if I'm not mistaken, the fastest rapper not named Busta Rhymes, if I'm not mistaken. It's him and Bust kind of go back and forth with that record and moniker. And then, if I had to, and I say Pharrell because just Pharrell's singing and his predominant, like, regular singing voice was just so dynamic. It was a falsetto in some cases, but it also had this very unique range he was able to reach because he not only knew the music because he was the producer, he owned what he produced, but he also cared and deeply valued what was being put into that creative work. So in that sense, I think Andy Mineo strikes me as that artist who can do both in a similar fashion. And the benefit even more so is just that Christian range, is that Christian-oriented topic range. It's just he can go to so many different instances, carrying that chip I talked about earlier, but also caring about his motion going forward, talking about this notion, calling out like even false prophets at a certain level, and also advocating in that calling out what he believes would be a false, not false, but a true prophet of God carrying forward, which again, that's my interpretation from a song like The Saints, which is also from the Heroes for Sale album. And he has many other works that he's done, but I want to go ahead and just talk about Play Reverse by Tadashi and stop talking about Andy Mineo and let the music speak for itself. Reverse by Tadashi here on WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is a good radio. Check it out.
Taller than ever, while the weak fade away. When justice storms and darkness flees, I'm reminded on that day the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be. And everything's in reverse.
Living with the end in mind, something like the precedent. I was living for the moment, trying to own it. Precedence. Believe in him, that's the last thing I'd have ever chose. Give me that rag top trait on them trues and bows. That 67 Chevy, my cousin drove on them golden spokes. Life is shout, and man, I hope I make it down the road. But where I'm from, hope was that girl that flirted, flaunted. You never got her, but she was the one you always wanted. How could a picture perfect image front and tell you lies? My version of perversion did it every day alive. And man, that burden got me hurting, looking for some answers. Endless searching just leave you burning, JoJo dancer. But mine ended when I saw the Lord would choose a hang. That type of love got me coming back, call it boomerang. Yeah, you can end the search, his living water quench my thirst. And since the day I died, now I'm living in reverse. Yeah.
Why is the monster taller than ever? Why do we fade away? When justice storms and darkness flees, I'm reminded on that day the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be.
And all I ever wanted was to be labeled the greatest. Cassius Clay on spitting rhymes while rocking the latest. But that crept into my life in Christ, it was evident as I debate how I was better than the rest of them. Work-based righteousness, base my worth on some type of list. And if I keep it or not, perfected every night since this. Now I'm looking for approval, and I'm selfish. So all I wanna do is try to outdo you. Silent when you ask me, later I'm bragging like a fool. Far from his image and couldn't see it, where is the zoom? It's his grace in my moment of reproof that helps me see the truth. Just how I sound, no auto-tune. And in this life the last will be first and the first is last. And he's a servant to the end, be certain of that. That's what I heard, freedom from the curse, living to a hearse. But the latter doesn't matter when you in reverse. Yeah.
Why is the monster taller than ever? Why do we fade away? When justice
with storms and darkness, please. I'm reminded on that day, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be.
Man, I'm longing for that day when the trumpet sound. I imagine in an instant I'll be off the grind, face to face with my maker, with the glorious savior, embraced by forever, no pain, free from labor, and from my sinful nature, and we see hope revealed, free from every tribulation, see he broke the seal, every saint around the throne in worship of the perfect, cause he purchased us, and he purchased us cause hell is real, receiving what we all deserve, that where we see the first shall be last, and the last will be first. Either way, he's such a generous God. It doesn't matter if you've been here forever or just started your job. He rewards us for our work, so life's not in vain. And every saint, hold on, he's coming again. Revelation's only scary if you're not in Christ. So I don't shine, I reveal, call it black light.
Why is the monster taller than ever? Why do we fade away? When justice storms and darkness flees, I'm reminded on that day. The first shall be, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be, the first shall be, the last shall be,
when the gift will live and
everything's in reverse.
Again, that was Tadashi and Andy Mineo's Reverse, really showing the dynamic vocal capabilities of Mr. Mineo's arsenal given to him by God to make purpose-based works, for purpose and faith-based works. So coming up next, again, I've been on this tinge recently, just on this tinge ever since I heard Please Me by Bruno Mars and Cardi B on the radio. And not so much with the artist in a sense of judging. It's not about my preference or the other. It's when you know something is deliberately bothersome and perverted, why would you indulge in it? And I'm guilty. I've indulged in Prince, I've indulged in 50 Cent, I've indulged in a lot of artists, but never have I indulged in them now without scrunching my face up. Not just artists that I don't like by others' ears, I'll list a couple of artists that I really don't like myself in a different show, of course, because right now it's really about reflecting Bizzle's, you know, artistry and how he as well vocalizes the prevalent issues and his own frustrations with this thing that's been so endearing to black culture called hip-hop and the damaging effects it can have if one is not literate enough to understand or has an expansive brain capacity to understand the lyrical issues within the music, beyond the music. So this one is called Dear Hip-Hop by Bizzle, an important reflection on the dangers of hip-hop music at its fullest potential. Here on WCFM, College Park, College is the Radio.
Dear hip-hop, it's me, your foster child. I'm writing this because I feel we should sit and talk a while. It may sound like I'm crazy, but I feel like your baby spent more time with you than my own folks, so it's just like you raised me. You taught me how to walk, said I should have swag. You taught me how to dress, that's why I let my pants sag. You taught me how to be a man like I ain't have a dad. You taught me how to talk, that's why my grammar bad. You taught me self-defense, a little rule of thumb. You said you never wanna fight, son, use a gun. See, when you use a gun, you don't have to respect them. You can just talk to them how you want them, pull out and check them. You told me women ain't ish but hoes and tricks, and never to love them, just cut them, move on and dip. You never told me what to do if I slipped and had a kid. All I remember is move on and dip, and make it rain if she get on the pole and strip. But if she respectable, I ain't supposed to trick. And if I see my brother get done wrong, then just turn your back and let it happen, but don't you snitch. You had me thinking hard and real with the same thing, like you're real if you have the heart to kill in your game.